Welcome to the podcast from San Francisco International Airport.
I'm your host, Carolina Silver. Today we're heading to SFO to catch a flight, and along the way we'll share some tips and strategies to make your trip more efficient and more fun, plus a few off-the-wall airport activities you've probably never heard of. Of course, your trip doesn't start at the airport. For busy moms like Maya Kramer, it starts with planning ahead.
I've got a 12-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. The night before we travel, she'll get on flysfo.com, which is the airport website. There are these interactive maps, so she'll figure out what gate we're flying out of, and then she'll figure out where she wants to eat before we go to the gate, where she wants to shop before we go to the gate, and how to get from that terminal to another terminal just to kill time.
And then there's getting to the airport. You have a lot of options: taxi, shuttles, car, or public transportation.
My name is Tom Gahuli, and we're here at the BART station, about to head out to the airport.
BART stands for Bay Area Rapid Transit. It runs trains from downtown San Francisco and even from the East Bay straight to the airport. Tom says it's his secret to stress-free travel.
I definitely always take BART to get to the airport, frankly, because I really hate driving and I hate sitting in traffic, and there's a lot of it here in the Bay Area, so anytime I can avoid traffic, save some money on parking and gas, I'm all for it.
Welcome to San Francisco International Airport.
The train lets you out at the international terminal, so you can walk to most flights. If you're flying domestic, a free AirTrain shuttle will take you where you need to go. But as convenient as BART is, some travelers prefer to drive, like marketing consultant Neil Cohen.
I travel a lot. I'm probably in and out of San Francisco Airport somewhere upwards between 15 to 20 times a year, maybe more.
On one of those many trips, Neil discovered the best-kept secret in SFO parking. It happened when he made a wrong turn on his way to the long-term parking garage.
I wasn't paying attention. I drove international. I'm driving around, and I saw these two garages and just figured out, okay, that's pretty cool.
He stumbled on garages A and G, also known as the international garages.
But there's nothing really international about them, except they're close to the international terminal. Anybody can park there, but they're awesome, the most awesome place to park.
The garages cost about $20 a night for indoor parking. And on top of that, you're right next to the terminal.
So that's my big inside tip for people coming into the airport. Nobody knows about those garages.
Okay, so what other nuggets of wisdom have you developed through your years of frequent traveling?
There's a couple of great shoeshine guys once you get through security. They're awesome. They do a great job. It's fairly inexpensive, you know, usually $5 to $7 with the tip, and you just can't beat it. You know, nothing makes you feel better or picks up your spirits like a shoeshine. It's kind of funny. And so that's always been part of my routine when I come to the airport.
So here we are at SFO with 2 hours left until departure. Yep, I said 2 hours. Gone are the days when you can arrive an hour before a domestic flight and waltz right onto the plane.
We recommend for an international departure, 3 hours. For a domestic departure, 2 hours.
That's Linda Rhodes, an airport customer service agent. She says the reason for the extra time is...
Most of the airlines have a baggage cutoff time. And I think people are really not aware of it. For instance, for the domestic carriers, a lot of them, it's 45 minutes. And if you get here an hour before your flight, that leaves you only 15 minutes to stand in line. And sometimes there can be as many as 100 people in line ahead of you.
So people could save themselves a lot of stress if they could just give a little bit more time before coming to the airport.
There's a lot to do here at the airport. So what we'd like to have you do is come early, check in, then you're out of the stress, you can go through security, then you can take the time to relax, have your cup of coffee, go to the shop, pick up a newspaper. We even have a spa here, we have a museum, their kids' play area.
The airport promotes San Francisco businesses and restaurants. In fact, 80% of the food and beverage options in the terminals are locally owned. That means good coffee, tasty burritos, and authentic Asian cuisine.
And I think the thing that people have to understand is that no matter who you're flying, destination of airport does make a difference.
Teresa Rodriguez-Williamson is author of Fly Solo, The 50 Best Places on Earth for a Girl to Travel Alone, and founder of TangoDiva.com, a social network for women travelers.
Planes are late. Weather happens. People are trying to do the best that they can. And being at SFO is great because guess what? If I happen to miss a flight or my flight's delayed, oh my gosh, I've got a great place that I can get a noodle bowl or a great coffee, a fabulous sandwich, and I'm not stuck in an airport where all I've got to eat is fattening food and takeout. So take that into consideration and know that SFO is not only a departure, it's a destination.
Besides eating, you can buy cosmetics, rent a DVD for your flight, or see a cutting-edge art exhibit all before going through security. And when it is time to head to your gate, SFO makes it easy to get screened fast. Once you get through security, it's time to board the plane and fly off to your next destination. You can find more information at flysfo.com. For tips on how to get through security faster, visit the Transportation Security Administration online at tsa.gov. Until next time, I'm Carolina Silver for San Francisco International Airport.